This lady was known to back up her words with her hatchet, and that hatchet is still well known over a century later. In fact, you can come here to see it. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid, solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
In Medicine Lodge, Kansas, you'll find the home of Carrie Nation, a lady we know for wielding a hatchet and smashing saloons in her desire to end the evils of alcohol.
Well, she used the hatchet and rocks to smash the mirrors and what have you in the saloons. That became her signature thing.
John Nixon shares the story from the place Carrie and her second husband, David, once called home. They even have one of her hatchets here.
She started selling little souvenir hatchets for 50 cents a piece to raise money for her ongoing crusade, then wrote a book and published little magazines, The Smasher's Mail, which are very interesting to read.
In fact, it was the proceeds from sales of those trinkets and her publishing and speaking fees that she used to pay the fines when she was jailed for her hatchet jobs. In the early 1900s, she busted up about 30 bars. But John says there is another side to her story.
She did a lot of good, actually, in the community as well. I mean, she helped poor people and got clothes and fed the poor and things like that. Just out of spite, though, I did drink a beer in her house.
She was occasionally accompanied by other ladies on her crusades. It said she would pray and sing hymns as she used the hatchet to destroy bars. She eventually left Medicine Lodge for Eureka Springs, Arkansas. She's buried in Belton, Missouri, but the museum here has much about her life.
Her home is a museum, and we've got her hatchet and her organ and several things that were hers, and it's a really nice place, so if you get a chance, stop in and see it.
In response to Carrie Nation's activity, some bars began placing signs that said, "All nations welcome, except Carrie." Traveling the countryside in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.